Welcome back to Raisin Brand, the official Pixel Labs podcast, where we talk about creative and marketing and how the two come together to build brands. Our goal with this podcast is to use our own experiences, along with that of our guests, to give you a little insight into how you can improve your brand or grow your skills in your marketing career. Welcome back, everyone, to this Tuesday morning. I am really excited about this one because nonprofits have been at the core of what we do at Pixel Labs since we started. We've worked with tons of nonprofits over the last 7 years, and today I have the privilege of talking with Amanda Goodman from Family and Children's Council of Blackhawk County, and she is going to give you all some valuable insight on what it means to market a nonprofit and some of the challenges that she's overcome. So Amanda, real quick, can you give me a little bit of background on how you went from journalism and broadcast to running a nonprofit?
Well, first of all, hello. And if you're watching the video, pardon, but this is my quarantine outfit. No makeup, a winter hat. Here we go. But, journalism, I started making that shift once I realized that as a female in journalism, it's very different. The emphasis is often placed on appearance and surface and shallow-based things rather than your actual journalism. So I knew that I wanted to kind of get out, and I've always said that I want a job with honor. I think there was a lot of hesitation from some people to hire me because they just weren't sure. You know, is this the blonde girl who reads the news every single night? What does she know about running a nonprofit? So there was a lot of hesitation, but they put a lot of blind faith into me, and I'm glad they did, because it's the job of a lifetime, because it's one of the most important jobs, I believe, in our community. And it's definitely the most important job that I've ever had.
Did you have experience with nonprofits in the past, or did you just lean on your passion for helping kids to kind of get yourself started into it?
The only experience I had with nonprofits was serving on boards or emceeing events. So I wanted to take a different route. I think traditionally a lot of people who run nonprofits have a social work background, which is phenomenal. I was coming from a communication, public relations, more of a marketing background. So my thing is, I wanted just to flip the script a bit. I wanted to do it differently. So it took, you know, a little convincing with some members of my board. And I said, just trust me, let's try it this way. I'm not saying I'm the right way. Let's just try it. And I think it may work. So I wanted to really talk about the issue. Talk about fundraising last. I feel like if you talk about the issue and how serious the problem is in our community, the donations will follow. And that's how we switched it. And it's been successful so far.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where, when it's something new, it can be kind of scary to take that risk, but a lot of times you just need to kind of try it and check the box and then assess it. And if it doesn't work, you can always go back to what you were doing.
Right. Exactly. There was like a formula that I was left before. The executive directors who went before me were so gracious and so wonderful. And they kind of left me a blueprint of kind of, this is for grants and this is what you need to do. And if you ever have filled out a grant form, they are daunting and they're very intimidating.
I was going to say, what's been one of the most rewarding things? How long has it been since you started at FCC?
I've been here for 4 years. And I think the most rewarding is recognizing, having community members recognize that this is an issue. Because now that they're recognizing it's a problem, they're willing to step up with us and help fix it. So when people can recognize that it's an issue, then that means that I've done my job well. And I need to continue to do my job well. It's not an issue we want to talk about. Talking about, you know, kids being abused, that's a difficult topic. But I mean, I've gone about it differently. I've made a lot of people mad. But I thought, when you're talking about kids who aren't feeling safe or kids being abused, you need to get up there and get in that arena, get a little bloody while you're rattling some cages. And it's worked so far. Not a lot of people like me because of it. It's been working.
And it's one of those things that when you're talking about supporting and building an organization that helps kids stay safe, you kind of have to ignore the feelings of the adults that just don't want to talk about it because it's uncomfortable for them.
Right. And the, you know what, the hardest thing is, Zach, is that a lot of the issues have been people who have been hurting children in our community, and I've called them out. Well, these people have the right last name. They have very deep pockets. Some of them have been leaders in the communities they live in. And so I've kind of gone toe-to-toe with them, and they don't like that because they've never had anybody to do that. So it's when you're talking about keeping kids safe, it's all children, not just the children certain people want to pick and choose or from certain neighborhoods. Right. You know, you don't need to worry about them. It's been very eye-opening, that's for sure.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about the marketing side. You brought up the fact that you have a bit of a marketing background through journalism, and that was one of your reasons why you felt like you could make a difference with this organization. Can you go into a little bit deeper with what some of the biggest challenges are with marketing for a nonprofit?
It's very hard to get people to listen when you're talking about abuse. It is a very difficult conversation to have. But we've been trying to reposition ourselves with the difficult conversations are the ones we need to have. And when you're marketing a nonprofit, you're marketing an issue rather than a product. Okay, so that's very difficult. And then when you're... The main purpose of marketing is what? To get the issue out for a nonprofit, get the issue out, and also get donations or get sponsorships for events, et cetera. The problem is, though, when you're talking about ours, but just child abuse prevention and strengthening families, people get nothing in return for that donation. So how do you let people know you're investing right now? You may not see the result right now of keeping a child safe. You're not going to get that result for like 5, 10, 15 years once they go into adulthood. So that's been tricky. So that's why it's important for us. We take a different approach. We try not to use statistics. We try not to use numbers because it's just too much. We just kind of try to dumb it down for everybody and really hit home the major, major issue of the child abuse epidemic in our community.
Well, numbers are not human, and this is a very human problem. Like they, and like you were saying, they aren't going to recognize their contribution. You kind of hope that they never have to, because
That's the goal.
if they're aware of what their contribution is going towards, it means that the problem still happens. And so it's kind of a weird, like you said, like getting people to basically buy into something that is an intangible thing can be a really hard thing. And I think that you are going about it the right way by not focusing on the numbers and more so focusing on the story and impact that this story has, not just for the kids, but the entire community.
So I learned very early on in journalism to never use percentages because they mean nothing, and use numbers so people can see it. So we talk about, you know, when you're talking about child abuse, it's before the age of 18, one out of every three kids is going to be sexually abused, one out of every three girls. So we try to position it. Look outside right now, your window. Let's say your two daughters are playing with the neighbor girl. One of those girls is going to be sexually abused before they graduate. So if you give a visual that people can really relate to, because it is going to happen in your neighborhood. Sadly, it is. Nobody is immune. So that's what we've been trying to do.
That aligns so much with the way that we believe that marketing should be done for anyone, because we believe that you should market through storytelling, and the way that you connect the best with the audience you're trying to speak to is by telling relatable stories that actually mean something to them. Percentages are really hard to connect with. And I just feel like that's the direction that I feel a lot of nonprofits are missing in how they go about their marketing. And I think that your background in marketing and journalism has had an impact on how you have grown the awareness of FCC. And that's what I was curious about is, what are some of the significant things that you've seen in the growth of the awareness for the organization?
Well, I have to tell you, Family and Children's Council used to be housed in the KWWL building, okay? So I worked there a couple floors below where FCC was, and I was the news lady, and I didn't know about them. So that's a problem. I mean, this is one of the most important agencies because we are working tirelessly to keep children safe. We're the only child abuse prevention agency. So for me, that was like, wait a minute, no, no, no. Everybody needs to know. I think at that time, because they needed a bull in the china shop, which I am. And they needed somebody who was not afraid to go toe to toe with people. So it's because it's interesting when you're talking about marketing for a nonprofit, not only are you trying to convince your community that the need is critical and you need money to help fix the problem, but you also have to go into Des Moines. You have to go into Washington, D.C. You have to have laws changed to protect the most vulnerable people. So you need someone who's not afraid. And so I think my experience as a journalist, I wasn't afraid to ask tough questions. I actually lived for that. You know, I was always a fan of holding the powerful accountable. So it's kind of nice because it's like my two worlds are colliding, which has been, it's been fun.
That's awesome. I want to start getting into some tangible things that other nonprofits could be using from your advice. And so I'd like to talk a little bit about what some of the most successful forms. We kind of talked about how you switched everything to storytelling and talking about the issue, but what are some of the more tactical things that you started to implement and do throughout the organization that made an impact on your marketing efforts?
So I think what people want, what's coming to, if you are in marketing of a nonprofit, if you're running a nonprofit, you need good marketing. We all are tired of the phoniness and the fakeness that is social media, right? Everything is filtered, even right down to the pictures and our poses and just staging everything behind us. People are craving real. They want that raw, real feeling. So if there's an issue, tell them how bad the issue is. Do the call to action. That's the biggest thing. Here's the problem. Now, this is what you can do. This is, I need you. And talk to people in doing that. It's kind of, it goes back to news writing. Don't talk at somebody, talk with them, take them on the journey with you rather than, you know, nobody wants to be preached to.
I remember the very first video that we did for FCC. Well, I guess it would have been the second video, where you came over to our office and it was just a very raw video that you had no script. We hit record and you just talked about the problem and we put it together. I think it ended up being about a 4-minute video.
Right.
And we mixed some extra footage into it just to alliterate the thing that is happening. And I just remember watching the responses to that video on social media and it was crazy.
That was the best marketing decision that we've ever done. Like hiring Pixel Labs to do that for us. I mean, it was unbelievable because it was just kind of like a punch in the gut. And it was just this black and white. And that's what I loved about you, because you guys were like, you saw what I wanted and you're like, yeah, let's do it. This is going to be impactful, because it doesn't have to be fancy. And that's what people are missing. People get like, so like, they think they have to have like this giant and fancy and all these bells and whistle. Keep it simple to get your message across. When it's an important message like that, it doesn't have to be, you know,
The more you make it fancy in a message like that, the more you almost distract from what you're trying to explain to them.
It gets the message lost. I mean, you think about it, that swing. I mean, you guys showed a picture of it, just a swing, an empty swing just going like real, and it was in black and white. And that just meant, like, I get chills thinking about it right now, because it was like, man, like there's a kid missing from that swing, because you know why? They're stuck in the house and they're being abused. And so that was, I mean, we had, that was probably, that video has garnered more donations and more awareness.
That's awesome. Well, to wrap this up, in the form of me being very passionate about nonprofits and doing everything I can to bring attention to them, can you tell our listeners a little bit about how they can either get connected with FCC or how they can contribute to what your mission is?
Well, I'm really excited because, you know, in the coming months, we're going to have a brand new website that you guys, Pixel Labs, they're putting together for us. Super excited. And it's even the title, like our website domain is going to be about the mission rather than about our name. But for right now, we're on familyandchildrenscouncil.org. You can connect with me, Amanda Goodman, on my Facebook page. That's how most people do it. That's the easiest way to get in contact with us. We also have a Facebook page, Family and Children's Council. We would love people just to spread our mission, talking about keeping children happy, healthy, and safe. I mean, that should be the goal of all of us, right?
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for the time today. This is one that's been on my list for a while now. And
thank you.
I really wanted to do this one because ever since starting to work with you and seeing your mission unfold and in the efforts that you do have an impact on the community, I knew it was a conversation that I wanted to have.
Well, thank you. I'm honored to be sitting here talking to you. Thank you so much. Thanks for dealing with me.
The information that you just provided in this last 15, 20 minutes is going to have such a big impact on other nonprofits that listen to this. Thanks so much to everyone for listening today. Be sure to hit that subscribe button on whatever platform you're listening to the Raisin Brand podcast on so you can get notified when new episodes go live. Be sure to check out the show Raisin Brand After Hours, where we take a closer look into the entertainment industry. If you'd like to be a guest on our show or you have a topic you'd like us to talk about, let us know by emailing podcast@thepixellab.co. Again, that's podcast@thepixellab.co. Thank you again and have a great week. Thank you.